A police commissioner in the region detained for questioning. Here now is your OCM regional news. I am Dale Enoch. Good morning to you. Trinidad and Tobago's police commissioner, Erla Harewood Christopher, is interviewed in connection with an ongoing probe. It is reported the police commissioner may have stayed overnight in police custody. Media reports today are saying a team of investigators met with the top cop at her Port of Spain offices yesterday. The police commissioner was approached by investigators as part of an ongoing probe into the importation of two sniper rifles for the Strategic Services Agency. Investigators are said to have talked with the commissioner after her lawyer was contacted just before noon yesterday. The detention took place on day number 32 of the state of emergency, which was imposed in the Twin Island Republic on December 30th last year. Investigators assigned to the Office of the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Intelligence and Investigations under DCP Suzette Martin spent hours interviewing the police commissioner at the headquarters in Port of Spain. The interview is said to have started at 3:40 p.m. and lasted for several hours into last night. Mrs. Harewood Christopher was questioned in the company of her lawyer. The commissioner remained detained within the police administration building. The commissioner was questioned in the high-profile investigation, which has been ongoing for 10 months now. And 24 hours after former SSA Director Major Roger Best was detained at his home in the borough of Arima in the east after a warrant was executed there. Still in Trinidad and Tobago, a woman who is said to have operated a shop from a bedroom window of her apartment in the south has been shot and killed. 39-year-old Sharizi Ramdas was shot several times on Wednesday afternoon. It is believed she was killed by someone pretending to be a customer at her shop, which was operated at her Building C apartment in Orchid Gardens, Pleasantville. Her brother heard the shots that claimed the life of his sister.
Someone came in the window and called for something, and she told us and bring three softening for her. And I hear packs. And I went out of bed. My bedroom was right there. My window was open. I rolled off the bed and I saw my nephew stupid on the ground with the suffering hand. I say, okay? He said, yeah. He said, so I went in the room and I said, well, Chazzy, okay? I said, gunshot, get it all right? And I saw her foot, was black. And I saw the curtain smoking. And I went and watched her see her. She passed away. I shake her. I said, okay, my sister. And that was basically, that was the tears coming from my eye.
The mother of two teenage boys was declared dead at the scene, and police say they have recovered 10 spent shells. A document listing 202 St. Lucians for deportation from the United States has been making the rounds on social media, but its authenticity remains unverified. The St. Lucian Consulate in New York says it has not received the document from the U.S. State Department, at least not yet. Meanwhile, the CARICOM Consulate Corps was to hold an emergency meeting yesterday to discuss the Trump administration's new immigration policies. On Wednesday this week, St. Lucia's opposition leader Alan Chassenet urged leaders of the region to listen carefully to Mr. Trump's inauguration speech.
Now, I would say to all of us that the urgency in which we had to act in terms of improving and strengthening our own governance and our own countries, has for too long been ignored. And America is not going to be the America it was before. You saw that they withdrew from the Paris Treaty, right away. So both letters to the Europeans as well as to the UN were sent off immediately indicating of America's withdrawal to the Paris Treaty. So the resources that were being made available for climate change are not going to happen.
Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre has said his government will continue to have a solid partnership with the U.S. moving forward. Mr. Pierre is hoping plans for dealing with climate change proceed. There has been no comment yet from the U.S. Embassy, which is based in Barbados. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good morning.